Phil Hendry Show at 1-800-449-8686. Oh, running around because today is, well, there's a couple of things going on today. Today's Cinco de Mayo, 6 o'clock, and I say 6 o'clock, 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Pacific. We have a special announcement to make. And that's all I want to say. At 6 Pacific, 9 Eastern, we have a special announcement to make. So please be with us for that. And this Cinco de Mayo also is the day before the Kentucky Derby, the year 2000 Kentucky Derby, the 124th running of the Derby. We have in Louisville, Kentucky, Margaret Gray, author of Little Bird Told Me, her nationally syndicated column, is going to be giving us some of the color, some of the insight, some of the fun of being at the Kentucky Derby, because it, you know, after all, is one of the biggest horse races in the world, and I think probably started man's fascination in this country with horse racing anyway. Margaret, welcome to Los Angeles from Louisville. We have an affiliate in Louisville. We'd like to say hello to all of our affiliate listeners down there in Louisville, WKKY. And Margaret, how are you?
I'm doing wonderfully, Phil, and I've spoken to one or two people who seem to know who you are down here in Louisville, so we are having a wonderful time here at Derby Week.
And the Kentucky Derby is quite a social event, isn't it?
Phil, there are so many people here from film, from television. I have seen Ted Danson. I have seen William Shatner. Jack Klugman is here. All of the big stars for this 124th running of the Kentucky Derby. And they sing My Old Kentucky Home here, a song that bespeaks the tradition, Phil, of the Kentucky Derby race, a song that was written by Stephen Foster, and one, very curiously, that still retains some antiquated lyrics and some that some people might find offensive. It's interesting that they still sing the song here, though, before the Kentucky Derby.
What song is that? It's My Old Kentucky Home?
My Old Kentucky Home contains lyrics that I think we in a more enlightened area in California, in the Northeast, might consider to be offensive. The people down south don't quite see it that way, and so they do sing My Old Kentucky Home before every Kentucky Derby. We will be singing it. I would love to sing it for you, Phil, because the song is very, very lovely. But just being here and seeing the women in their beautiful dresses, the men in their straw hats and walking sticks, the ladies pulling up in their carriages, the mint juleps, of which Frank and I are enjoying as a repast, all part of the wonderful pageantry here of the 124th running of the roses, the great Kentucky Derby.
All right, Margaret, I'm fascinated. By the way, our number is 1-800-449-8686. Here on the Phil Hendry Show. When you say that My Old Kentucky Home, what are the lyrics?
The lyrics, you know something, Phil, the best thing to do is to sing it, because it is a lovely, lovely song. And
but you say that there are some offensive lyrics in the song?
I think there are some people. And
well, I don't see any reason for us to sing that song on our show if they sing it traditionally, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
If they sing it traditionally for the race, that's one thing, but if we're going to put something on the air that is going to be offensive to some people, I don't see the reason for that.
Well, it's a good point, Phil, but I think I can do it and at the same time retain the beauty of the song and be inoffensive.
All right. Well, we all know My Old Kentucky Home. I mean, we don't have to hear it.
It's really a lovely song, and I think it sets the mood here in a very nice way. I don't know.
All right, well, because we know that you used to sing, go ahead.
This is a song, and I want to sort of lead off with this. I'm in the paddock area here, Phil, on my cell phone, and this is where they bring out a lot of the horses, and this is where many of the trainers and jockeys and the owners meet before each race to give notes. There is a crowd of people here, everyone here for the beauty of this race. What better time would there be to sing than to sing this wonderful song, My Old Kentucky Home? Phil, before I...
Yes.
Before I start, the offensive part, should I spell it or...
Should you spell it?
It's just one word.
Go ahead. I guess you can spell it.
My old Kentucky home. Oh, well, the sun shines bright on my old Kentucky home. 'Tis summer, and the D-A-R-K-I-E-S are gay. By and by, but...
Wait. Hold on.
Yes?
Okay, you were spelling out...
I really feel... I have a lot of contacts in the entertainment business. I really don't want to say it. It really is offensive to me.
All right, you were...
It was D-A-R-K-I-E-S.
Well, we know what that word is.
Yes, and if you want to say it...
It's darkies.
Phil, I have a lot of black friends. I don't want to say it.
It's darkies. Are you trying to tell me that those are the lyrics of the Stephen Foster song?
Yes.
And that they still sing that song down in Kentucky?
Yes, they do. But I love the song so much...
Well, go ahead and finish it, then.
Well, I need to start it again.
Go ahead.
And by the way, did I say the 124th running of the Derby?
Yes, you did.
That's because Mike Schaefer told me that. It's actually the 126th, which is what I thought it was originally. And then he corrected me.
Okay, nice going, Mike.
What a jerk. Okay, here we go.
Go ahead.
Oh, well, the sun shines bright on my old Kentucky home. 'Tis summer, and the D-A-R-K-I-E-S are gay, and the... Good God, what's wrong?
I'm choking on that. Well, the sun shines bright on my old Kentucky home.
Yes.
'Tis summer, and the D-A-R-K-I-E-S are gay.
Yes. You know something, Phil? I know an awful lot of people who are African-American... who have given themselves to horse racing. One of the jockeys for the first time, and Mike Schaefer, if you're there, how many years since they had a black jockey? Let's see if we can get this one right, okay? 79 years, is that what Mike's saying in my headset?
Yes, so you're saying 79 years since the last time a black jockey rode at the Kentucky Derby?
Yes. I think that is a crime. And for all of the wonderful African-American jockeys who are forced out of the sport by the good old boy network, Phil, I do not want to be offensive to them. So that when I sing this song, yes, I would like to spell the offending word.
Go ahead.
Oh, well, but...
Wait a minute. What, do you have to start off with that?
With what? I'm sorry.
With the... Oh!
You know something, Phil? I'm trying to hit the note and...
Go ahead. I just... It's jarring, that's all.
Oh, well, the sun shines bright... on my old Kentucky home, 'tis summer, and the D-A-R...
God, she's sick.
I'm sick.
Yes. You don't want to be offensive.
Phil, I am trying to bring you the culture and the history of this experience... And yes, be sensitive to the modern needs and modern sensibilities.
All right. Go ahead.
Well, the sun shines bright on my old Kentucky home. 'Tis summer, and the D-A-R-K-I-E-S are gay. By and by, hard times come a-knocking at my door. My old Kentucky home, far away.
You know, that's very, very...
Weep no more, weep no more, my old Kentucky home, for the D-I-A-R-K-I-E-S are gay. By and by, hard times are knocking at my door, for my old Kentucky home, far away.
Margaret Gray singing...
Well, the sun shines...
Will you please stop the song already? I got the thing, okay?
There are three more stanzas.
That's great, okay? And the other thing with the D-R-I-K-I-E-S, I guess we know what the word is.
Phil, I am trying to retain the history of the event as well as the pageantry of the event.
Well, there is something to be said for the cultural integrity of anything. I'm curious why they still sing that song at the Kentucky Derby.
It is part of their history. It is Stephen Foster, and you can't fart. seriously, Phil, you can't cut a wet fart in Louisville without someone related to Stephen Foster smelling it.
No kidding.
You got it.
Well, I got to tell you something. a lot of relatives of his down there, huh?
Holy Christ.
All right. Stephen Foster was very big not only in the history of the South, but in the history of all of America.
Well, he sang all those songs. Swanee, how I love you, how I love you. You know, that one, and also I Dream of Jeannie with the light brown hair, that one.
Those are all Stephen Foster.
Yes. And Dixie, Dixie, how I love you, how I love you. Way down yonder in Dixie, that one. So when he wrote My Old Kentucky Home and was singing about the D-A-R-K-I-E-S people, I don't think it was meant as an affront. I think it really was meant as...
Yeah, I know what it was meant as. That was that old mindset in the South. All the black folks are just happy and gay, and they're prancing around, and all they need is a banjo and, you know, and a campfire. And it's offensive to people who were certainly much more complex and had much deeper needs than just dancing around the campfire and being gay because the Kentucky Derby is here, you know?
Well, that's why I sang the song the way I did, Phil. And I didn't mean any offense.
I understand that. Our number is 1-800-449-8686.
I appreciate your sensitivities, though.
All right, well, thank you. I mean, I try to be. This is the Phil Hendry Show. We're talking with Margaret Gray. She is live at the Kentucky Derby. You have some information for us, by the way, as to the race, as to the entries, the horses that are going to be running.
Also, Phil, something for everyone to keep in mind at the Kentucky Derby, that the Derby does more than just... enhance our enjoyment as a sporting event. They certainly do contribute immensely to our needs in the home. As you know, Phil, and as we all know, all horses that are not in the money at the end of the Kentucky Derby, that is, the horses that do not win place or show, those animals are put out to stud or to be a mare for a stud, and then they're sent to a rendering plant where they are converted either into glue or into cat food or something like that. So it not only is a race that gives us the best, because these horses literally, Phil, are running for their lives, but it contributes to our overall it lifestyle with cat food and glue. So the Kentucky Derby is really a very, very unique event.
Margaret Gray at the Kentucky Derby, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. At Churchill Downs is Margaret Gray reporting from the 126th running of the Kentucky Derby. Margaret, go ahead and give us the field.
Phil, tomorrow's field for the running of the Kentucky Derby features an incredible group of horses. Corey Nakatani will be aboard Anise, Solace on Aptitude, Miguelor will be on Wheel Away, Jose Velez on Hal's Hope, Jose Chavez on Trippy, Jose Guidry on Deputy Warwick, Bob Johnson will be on Captain Steve, Frank Wright will be on War Chant, Chris McCarran on the Deputy, Bobby Thompson on China Visit, Louis Nye on Commendable, Peter Sellers on Graham Hall, Lou Perot on Impeachment, Ken Desermo on Fusachi Pegasus, Bobby Burrell on Exchange Rate, Elaine Day, the only female jockey in the field, on High Yield, Bill St. Julian on Curule, and finally, Ed Blank on Ronton. And these are the horses in the Kentucky Derby tomorrow, Phil. Just an outstanding field of horses.
Now, the horses that don't win place or show, you were saying something about how they're what?
Well, this is the Kentucky Derby, Phil. This is the only horse race in the world where the horses are literally running for their lives. And a lot of people are interested to know, and I think it's one thing that makes the Kentucky Derby stand out, that all animals that are not either win, place, or show, Phil, that is in the money.
All right, so that would be three horses are in the money, leaving 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 horses?
17 horses will be put out to stud or will be mares for the stud, for the sire. They will fulfill their duties and obligations at either stud or mare, and then they will be sent to a rendering plant where they are stunned, eviscerated, and then turned into either many household products, cat food, glue, all of these things.
So, but hold on for a minute.
This is an interesting thing, though, Phil, because these, yes, I know what you're going to say, but these animals, this is why the Kentucky Derby is unique.
These animals are worth millions of dollars, and you're telling me that if they do not get in the money, they will be rendered.
They are sent to a rendering plant. In many ways, if they don't win the Kentucky Derby, they are worth more as jello than they are as losing horses, because who is going to invest in them? That's what makes the Derby so interesting. That, and the fact that my old Kentucky home sings about the D-A-R-K-I-E-S's. And I find that part really wrong. But the other part I think is interesting. It all flows into the beautiful tributary and yet delta into the ocean. That is the Kentucky Derby.
Phil Hendry Show here with Margaret Gray at the Kentucky Derby, 1-800-449-8686. Where are you now? You're in the paddock?
I'm in the paddock area.
And you're looking at these beautiful animals that will be running tomorrow?
Some of the animals are out, yes. We are perusing some of them, yes.
And you're telling me that there will be 17 horses set off to a glue factory if they don't win the Kentucky Derby?
Not win, but be in the money.
Be in the money. I had no idea.
It is one of the very, very unique things about the Kentucky Derby. Oh, well, the sun shines bright on my old Kentucky home. 'Tis summer, and the D-A-R-K-I-E-S are gay. By and by, hard times come a-knockin' at my door, my old Kentucky home.
I guess that's all there is.
Weep no more, weep no more. My old Kentucky home, where the D-A-R-K-I-E-S play. By and by, good times at my old Kentucky home. And the D-A-R-K-I-E-S again. A little girl bumped into me. Is she all right? A little girl bumped into me. It's very crowded here, Phil, at the paddock area for this, the 126th running of the Kentucky Derby.
All right, let me go to Albany on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
I was just calling in to comment about Margaret and her comments about the horses going to rendering plants if they don't win, place, or show.
That is my understanding.
Hello?
Yes, that is my understanding.
No, well, your understanding's wrong. I live in Kentucky, and we live in the heart of horse country, and many of those horses go on to race for 2 or 3, 4 or 5 years.
Well, yes, absolutely, and they do go out to stud, but eventually
they go
they're
out
rendered.
To stud, and a lot of those horses die on the farms where they live and are buried on those farms. But
the Kentucky Derby horses? The Kentucky Derby horses?
Yeah.
You're absolutely sure?
Yes, many horses that run in Derby go on.
Hello? You see, he's cutting out, and the reason why he's cutting out is...
I'll call back when it's better.
Yeah, call back, but I think God is punishing you for your lies. I really feel... I swear...
What do you mean God's punishing him?
I swear, Phil. Secretariat, yes. Citation, yes. They all won. They all placed in the money. Yes, they go out to stud. Yes, they're on farms. Yes, they are animals that we honor and cherish. But if you come in fourth, fifth, sixth, anywhere down the list... In the Kentucky Derby, the next time your little daughter, Catherine, has a bowl of Jell-O, say hi to Attaboy Pinky in the fifth race.
Okay, 1-800-449-8, Attaboy Pinky. How do you know I bet that horse once?
I know you did.
1-800-449-8686. One 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Margaret Gray is on the line with us from the Kentucky Derby in Louisville, Kentucky, for the 126th running happening tomorrow. The favorite in the race, 9-5 shot, Fusace Pegasus, and that horse trained by Neil Drysdale. All right, Margaret, you with us?
I'm right here, Phil.
All right, we have a copy of the lyrics of My Old Kentucky Home. Well, the sun shines bright on my old Kentucky home. To summer, the darkies are gay. So you're right. There is a kind of a racially offensive term there. How do they get away with it in Kentucky?
Phil, they get away with it by spelling it, literally. They don't want to compromise the integrity of Stephen Foster's music. They also don't want to be racially offensive. And so they spell it. The sun shines bright on my old Kentucky home. Tis summer and the D-A-R-K-I-E-S are gay. It's the only way you can do it and still maintain the integrity of the piece. It's the only thing about the Kentucky Derby that really disgusts me, sickens me. And I came back to the hotel room. I came back to our suite last night with Frank, and I remember just throwing. We had an empty bottle of Jägermeister. And I threw it onto the balcony and decided that I would take a bath in the jacuzzi tub. I was sickened by what I saw.
All right, let's go to, is this Vancouver, Canada, ma'am?
Yes.
Yeah, Vancouver, Canada. Hello, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, ma'am.
I just had a comment about Margaret's comment regarding the horses that don't win place or show in the Kentucky Derby.
Yes.
That they're going to go to the rendering factory.
That is the only tradition.
She's way out of line.
Well, it's the only tradition in horse racing where they do that. I'm not out of line.
You are way out of line, Margaret.
The animals that win place or show go on to much glory. You're right.
Where?
They go on to great glory. They go to stud. They go and retire to a farm. The animals that do not win are rendered.
No, they are not. Do you have any idea what you're talking about?
Yes, I do. Do you?
Those horses are very competitive
You're calling from
Maybe
Vancouver.
Not at the Kentucky Derby level.
Vancouver, Canada. That's some real horse country up there.
Other levels and be around for years to come.
No, they don't. They die.
Yes, they do.
No, they do not.
You have been drinking too much Jägermeister.
No, you know something? You're calling from some real horse country up there. Vancouver, Canada. Keep throwing the hockey players, okay? We'll stick to the horse racing down here. What are you talking about?
Pardon me?
All right, so do you have knowledge of this, ma'am? I guess was what she's asking.
Yes, I do.
I have been
in the business for 20 years.
Horse racing?
Yes.
And in Vancouver, Canada?
No, I'm calling from Vancouver, Washington.
What tracks?
She's small potatoes, Phil. Have you been to Santa Anita? Have you been to Del Mar? Have you been to Hollywood Park? Have you been to Hialeah? Have you been to Gulf Stream?
Yes, ma'am,
have you
I
been
have.
To Golden Gate Park? I'm not saying as a spectator. I'm asking you as a
trainer. No, I'm not either.
Well, you're wrong.
As a competitor in the horse racing business.
And you're saying that horses that lose the Kentucky Derby do not get turned into glue.
Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying.
Well, you're wrong, and you have no proof.
All right, anyway, thank you. Here is El Centro on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hey, Phil, how you doing?
Hello.
I have been hauling horses for 20 years. These animals are not rendered, I can assure you of that.
The Kentucky Derby I'm talking about.
Ma'am, I have hauled champion racehorses.
Yes, champion.
They're not rendered. We haul them in padded, air-conditioned vans.
Did you hear what I said? I'm not talking about the champions. I'm talking about the ones that lose.
No. Do you know how much, ladies, these horses live better than most people do?
Yes, Secretariat, I can see. Seattle Slough, yes, a firm, spectacular bid. Not the ones that lose.
Where do you know that they get rendered?
They take them off the track into a van. There's a rendering plant not three blocks from Churchill Downs.
No, ma'am. Animals are not rendered. These animals, oh, no.
Well, you know
something? These animals are worth millions and millions of dollars.
You may not want to believe it, but it happened.
I haul the damn things.
You haul them where?
I'm talking about.
Where do you haul them to?
I haul horses out of Kentucky into Florida, into here, back in. As a matter of fact, I'm fixing to go get a load of horses right now and take them to Florida.
Great. Do you know where you're taking them to?
Yes, ma'am, I do. I'm taking them to a farm in Florida.
A farm in Florida. Isn't that a wonderful cover story? I'm going to take them down to a farm in Florida. Do you know what happens to those animals after you drop them off? You don't, do you?
Yes, ma'am. They are washed and they are groomed.
Washed, groomed, and then stuck in a furnace.
No.
Yes, they are.
No,
I'm talking
no,
about the
no,
ones
ma'am.
That lose.
They don't render these animals. No, ma'am.
The ones
I
that lose. Well, you know something, Phil? Leave it to me. I'm a newspaper reporter. I dig up the truth. You're going to believe me or a truck driver? That's your choice. And what do you think of the whole darky thing?
Lord.
I guess you like that, don't you?
No, ma'am.
Being a truck driver.
That was the old South.
I don't have any proof that these animals are rendered.
It is common knowledge in the business.
No, ma'am. I'm in the business.
You're a truck driver.
Look,
they may tell you it's a farm, but have you ever wondered why you unload them onto a conveyor belt?
I don't unload these. No, ma'am. I unload them into a pasture.
You unload them into a conveyor belt, don't you?
No, ma'am. These animals, I walk these animals off the truck into a pasture.
You walk them off the truck?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you know Wally Bellman?
I know the name.
You know the name Wally Bellman? Do you know Angus Jefferson?
No, I'm not familiar with that name.
Do you know Ted Turner?
Of course, not him.
Not the mogul. The other guy.
The only one I know is he's a nut.
Happy Ted Turner. You don't know him?
No, I don't.
Okay. I have talked to all three of these gentlemen who have personally overseen the rendering of some 7,000 thoroughbred racehorses. So I don't know where you're coming from, but whatever you're drinking, you're driving.
No.
All right. Thank you, sir, for your call. This is a guy who he transports horses, and he's never seen them go to a rendering plant. The other lady...
The other woman was a trainer from Vancouver, Washington. A guy that drives a truck and a trainer from Vancouver, Washington. And you're telling me that I'm a liar. Phil, look at the song, My Old Kentucky Home. The D-A-R-K-I-E-S. It all adds up. It's all part of what I think is a revisionist view of history. And even though we love the Kentucky Derby, and even though...
What does darkies have to do with rendering horses? I mean, the fact is...
The fact is there's something wrong. And I think you'd know that if you looked a little bit deeper. And that's really what we're talking about, Phil. The fact that we have these problems.
All right, Margaret Gray is at the Kentucky Derby. You know, we do have the lyric sheet here to My Old Kentucky Home. She does sing, or the song is about the darkies. And there is something here, the D-A-R-K-I-E-S, you're right. And you also are talking about horses that are being rendered.
By the way, just an interesting aside, have you ever wondered where the term hung like a horse came from?
I think I already know where it comes from.
You know where it comes from, then?
Yeah, I think I know where that hung like a horse.
Yeah, because I'm in the paddock area, and sweet Christ... You wouldn't believe. The animals come out. They're all male. They're all three-year-old. And I never knew what that term, hung like a horse, came from until I laid my eyes on the magnificence of some of these animals. Hung like a horse. Frank, honey, you know something? I ought to apologize to the horses because I always thought that Frank...
All right. You know something? I understand what you're saying.
You know what I mean, then?
Yes, I know what you mean. I don't have to have it explained.
You see, hung like a horse means...
I got it already. Go and see if they're going to render any horses, Margaret, and thank you very much. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. We had Margaret Gray with us from Louisville, Kentucky, for the 126th running of the Kentucky Derby. That, of course, will be on TV tomorrow. But ABC Television usually carries that, Craig, and since Time Warner doesn't carry their stuff, you're dead meat. I know they're back. I thought I'd just put a scare into you. Okay, let's go to Portland on the Phil Hendry Show. Hi.
Hi.
Yes, sir.
Phil, my cousin lives in Atlanta, Georgia, and Macon, Georgia, and has raised racehorses since he was 16 years old. He has had the honor of having two of his horses run in the Kentucky Derby, both horses in the mid-70s. When a horse fails to win, place, or show in the Kentucky Derby, he is treated exactly as that truck driver talked about. These are animals that are always, for the rest of their life, treated in a high degree of honor. Most of them are used to train jockeys. Many of them are used...
Well, what about this thing? She was talking about how the ones that the Kentucky Derby is unique in that it's the only horse race where the animals are literally running for their lives.
She is dead wrong. Any animal that runs in the Kentucky Derby is in one of the highest places of honor as an animal should be in that sport. Many of these animals live on to be 12, 15, 20 years old before they are...
Now, you're talking about...
Then they are given off to people like young girls, equestrians...
Right, but aren't you talking about the winning horses, the champion horses?
No, I'm talking about any of the 15 or 16 horses that run. I'm talking about the 11th or the 13th place horse. These animals are not random.
All right, hold on for a minute. Is she still in Louisville? Margaret, can you hear us? Margaret, can you hear us?
Yes, Phil, I'm right here.
Did you hear this gentleman?
Well, Phil, I can only reiterate, we know, and this gentleman knows very well, that horse meat, horses are used and are rendered in some fashion to be used for other byproducts. Now, you're aware of that, sir, aren't you?
Oh, absolutely.
And
but
can
not
you
these
state,
horses.
Can you state unequivocally that no Kentucky Derby horse has ever been rendered into jello?
Not immediately after the race, as you implied, perhaps several years later.
You're
if
saying,
the horse
Margaret,
comes
yeah.
down with a bad disease or something. But, Margaret, if you'll let me say this.
Let me just say something. Margaret said, right after the race, the horses are taken three blocks down the street to a rendering plant and turned into cat food.
That is
someone
my understanding.
Someone is pulling Margaret's leg
that
there and having a great time doing it.
All right,
Phil,
sir.
Let me say this.
I'm a
most
journalist,
of the horse,
though.
Let me say this, Margaret,
just
please.
Say
just
a,
let me say this
but
one
I'm a journalist.
Thing.
You know I'm a journalist, right?
Yeah, that's great, you know.
Oh,
sure.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead, sir.
Let me just say this, Phil. Almost every one of the horses, a tradition among my cousin's farm and all the people he knows, any horse that has ever run in the race, the Kentucky Derby, is, when it dies, buried... dug a big hole and buried in the pasture that it was first raised
right.
in. It's
and you know
tradition.
What you call that? Fertilizer. Okay, so why are you avoiding what we all know is the fact?
And just
well,
because you bury
Margaret,
a horse...
Every animal, every human dies and something is done to dispose of the body.
And it's
but
fertilizer.
In the case of a Kentucky Derby running horse, any horse that has ever run in a Kentucky Derby is treated for the rest of his life in a great position of honor, is not rendered because he was a loser of the race, and almost
well,
every horse that has ever run in the Kentucky Derby is buried in honor in the pasture that it was raised.
Well, let me ask
that
you this.
A, that
what
is
do you
a
think
tradition
of the
that
line?
Has been run
what
for the last 100 years.
What do you think of the darkie thing?
I think it's a traditional song that's part of our history, and I think that the black race in America should understand that and should stand behind it. It is part of their heritage.
The
it darkie, is part of their roots.
I am not a racist, I assure you. Oh, of course not. I've uncovered the Derby's dirty little secret, and you don't want to admit it. Thank you. I'm done.
Phil,
all right, sir.
Phil,
I understand.
Let me just say this. Is this the same woman that a few days ago was talking to a woman who had come from a size 8 to a size 6, and Margaret is a perfect size 4?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pardon me, Phil, but Margaret, you're a blithering idiot.
Oh,
Phil,
I'm an idiot.
You
now, you know something? You're a racist because you like darkies.
Phil, you just
you
lost
call them
me
darkies.
As a viewer. As a
viewer?
I
all
will
right.
never listen to this show again.
Thank you. That's good. Then we don't need to hear any more from you. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello?
And once a guy says he's not going to listen to the show anymore, what do I got any more to hear from him about? You know? Yes, sir. Hello.
And so that guy likes the D-A-R-K-I-E-S.
Yes, sir. You're on the air.
Okay. Well, I just think that Margaret is a... If she's a journalist, I don't know what paper she writes for or what...
I have a syndicated column.
Okay. Well, you're irresponsible journalist, in my opinion. You're putting innuendo out there. You don't have any proof to back up your statement about the rendering of the horses. And, I mean, it seems like you're on a crusade. Are you
I just don't want to see some of the most beautiful animals on Earth turned into Sheba gourmet food.
I totally agree with you. And we've raced horses at Golden Gate, at Del Mar...
You look at these beautiful animals, and the next thing you know, a cat is leaning over them. Let me ask you something, because I want to get back to this.
Ken
the D-A-R-K-I...
Will you leave that alone, please?
God,
okay.
See,
no
that's,
one.
That's
no
a
one.
Crusade.
Well, a crusade? They
yeah.
sing this every day.
My understanding is, because I got a call from a guy... No, hold on. I got a call from a guy. He says they don't say darkies anymore. They say the people are gay. They've changed the words.
Well, they haven't changed it here, because I have... What do you mean they say the people? I heard them spelling it out.
What do you mean they're spelling it out?
When they sing it, they say the D-A-R-K-I-E-S.
Well, you know what? there's a lot going on in the South right now with people trying to get rid of the flag and things like that.
And the D-A-R-K-I-E-S?
Like the flag. I'm talking about the Confederate flag, and you're a journalist. I'm sure you've read about it. But the thing about it is, you know, somebody's on a crusade, and it's getting national media attention when, frankly, I live in San Diego. It's none of my business. It's their heritage.
What about the D-A-R-K-I-E-S?
Well, Phil just told you that
they've changed it to people.
Yeah. And
do you know what D-A-R-K-I-E-S spells?
Well, yeah, I can spell. You know, I did go to school.
What's it spell?
It spells darkies.
What a racist.
Wait a second. You're the racist. You're the one that disagreed with the truck driver and said, "Oh, well, you're just a truck driver." That to me is racist.
Well, that's racism.
I'm not out here in San Diego.
Well, you throw that word around so much, darky, like you like saying it.
You asked me what it meant, and you know what?
You asked him what it spelled.
Well, he's.
And I said it. And I said it. There's something wrong with me.
Yes, I really think there's something insensitive about you that you cannot grasp the issue.
I grasp the issue, but you know what? Phil just told you.
They've changed the word from darky to people.
How do you think the D-A-R-K-I-E-S feel about this?
You know what? I know that this country had slaves at one point, and I know that was part of our nation's history. But let's leave it at history. Let's not jump on it as a crusade, for crying out loud.
Do you know any D-A-R-K-I-E-S?
You know what? What paper do you write for?
I have a syndicated column. I'm syndicated in 150 papers across the country.
Well, I suggest that some people that are listening to this radio program get on the internet and boycott your column.
Absolutely. Find out. Margaret, you know, I know you're a good writer, okay? Quit leaning on the D-A-R-K-I-E-S, okay? It's not in the song anymore.
Do you know any D-A-R-K-I-E-S?
Yes, I know some darkies, okay? God!
She's being very, very irresponsible.
No, I'm not. And I asked this gentleman the same thing. Do you know any D-A-R-K-I-E-S?
I know lots of them, and I associate with them.
Have you asked about it? So you call them darkies?
No, I don't call them darkies.
You just
call them friends.
Okay, she's... All right. Thank you very much, sir. Yeah, absolutely. Thank you very much, sir.
I'm out to lunch. The D-A-R-K-I-E-S people are going to find out about this, and when they do, I can assure you...
Okay, so that's the end of that. I know what she can do is she can call the National Association for the Advancement of the D-A-R-K-I-E-S and complain to them about it. How about that? Margaret, dear. It's the Phil Hendry Show here, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. And let me just say that our website, philhendryshow.com, has got the best of the Phil Hendry Show 1999 CD, Communism is Neat, for sale. And you can pick it up for $23.50. That's $3.50 shipping and handling, $20 for the CD. And all of the proceeds go to benefit My Friend's Place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood. That's My Friend's Place. And they've been around for 10 years helping out kids, and we're glad to help them out. As of today, we've raised $128,000 for My Friend's Place from the sale of the Best of the Phil Hendry Show CD. 1-800-449-8686. Don't forget, very special announcement right after the news at 6 Pacific, 9 Central.